I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Since the attacks in Paris, many European countries are considering restricting their borders, potentially worsening the refugee crisis. Since Greece is the gateway country to the rest of Europe, AMG International's Tasos Ioannidis is concerned.
The likely scenario, if border restrictions do happen, is that a significant number of refugees will end up being in Greece for a significant amount of time. Instead of being a few days, they could be there for months and possibly years.
AMG is providing basic food packs and supplies. But if refugees are stranded, what then?
There is definitely a need for resources. And of course, we don't know how the situation will develop as Europeans decide on who they are going to allow.
There have been more opportunities to share the hope of Christ than ever before. But please pray for the resources needed to respond. And we'll end today in Africa. Margaret Njuguna runs the Engedi Children's Home in Kenya, which rescues disabled kids from a life of darkness.
They think they are bewitched. They think it's a bad omen. People think that if you have a child with disability, you are a carrier of the curse.
As a result, families often lock their disabled children away and sometimes don't even talk to them. Set Free Ministries partners with Engedi, and together they bring God's truth about life to Kenyan parents.
I've been told that they're not going to kill their children again. They'll not take their children to the jungle to be eaten by hyenas.
Better yet, the kids at Engedi experience love and care often for the first time.
They refer to Engedi Children's Home as a heaven for children.
Get the full scoop on this story and the one you heard before it at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Pro-life issues are everywhere. This month, Life International is offering Randy Alcorn's Why Pro-Life by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.